Hello, hello, and here we are for again. If you got the bonus yesterday, lucky you. The Heaven part one of our Rich Femme Within. So Heaven is all about the divine feminine. We're looking at the crown, we're looking at the heart, we're looking at the higher frequencies of divine wealth. Now, before I move forward, can I just ask you to pop in the community space and let me know that you can hear me okay. Okay, so inside the Rich Femme chat, just drop a note to let me know you can hear me all fine and good. Thank you very much. Perfect. So, I am recording. I've just had to do it a very different way than I thought, but that's okay. It is all good. So what we're going to do today, it's so potent. We're between the middle of, I'm running in the podcast, these affirmations. And last week was I am rich as fuck. And tomorrow is I am receiving. And that's like such a perfect example of this portal of I am rich as fuck is the, it's the divine feminine, but the potent, powerful, dark feminine. It's almost masculine. It's powerful. It's the fire in your belly. It's the passion. Yeah. And then we've got the I am receiving, which is the receptive mode, which is the softening. And what we're in today is very much the I am receiving, the heavenly frequencies, the surrender frequencies. The I am rich as fuck comes much more from your sacral, which we will be moving into tomorrow. So this is such a beautiful space in this portal and time. And the whole point of this is that it's a frequency drop, okay? There's not anything for you to do but to be guided through this session to receive and to receive what it's like to be inside the Rich Femme Evolution portal. That's what this is about. It's an opportunity to have this frequency drop, to have this activation, have this experience of what it's like to be as part of the container as it grows and unfolds, and the energies that we're building, and you being ready for it as well. So really beautiful. So if you're listening to this live, if you're listening to this on the replay, all is good and fine. The first thing I'm going to get you to do is you need to make sure that you're sat upright, that you're sat either with your feet on the floor, or that you're sat with on the floor, so your bum's on the floor, your root's on the floor. Just make sure that you're sat in a way that is making you grounded. So hips are open, ideally bum's on the floor. If you're sat in a chair, just make sure your whole body is upright. So you are you're sitting upright, shoulders back, and you're allowing yourself to be a channel, okay, clear channel. We don't want to be rounded, we want to be open. Now I'm going to guide you through some exercises first to get you open and receptive and ready, all right? Just as you would if you think about this as the divine feminine. I love the analogy, I use this in tomorrow's podcast about the divine feminine, about the feminine is about, you know, this receiving. And if you're going to have sex, you are not looking to have sex uptight, muscles tight. You can't receive from that space. You need to be in the mood. And so I'm going to get you in the mood first for receiving. That means softening your body, softening your nervous system, getting you open and aware and for the pleasure and enjoying and to receive the most out of this. All right. So first off, we're going to do some breathing. Okay. So we're going to breathe in, filling up your belly. You may want to place your hands on your belly as you do this. Filling up your belly. Breathing in through your nose, up into your chest. Okay, and then holding your chest until it feels a little bit uncomfortable. And then breathe out through your mouth, really loud and loose, letting it all go. Okay. And now repeat again. So fill up your belly. Really expand your belly. Push your belly out. Breathe into your chest, pushing your tits out. Bringing it up into your lungs, then holding until it's a little uncomfortable, okay? Going beyond the edge of uncomfortable a little bit further through your nose, and then breathing out through your mouth, letting everything release, all right? We're going to repeat that again. So you're going to expand and notice, allow yourself to take a bit more energy, take a bit more air. Breathe in, up into your chest, fill up as much as you think you can fill up, and then take a bit more. Okay? And then hold and hold your breath. And hold it until you can go to the point where it's uncomfortable, and then go just a little bit beyond, and then breathe out through your mouth. Okay. And repeat again. Really expanding your belly, taking more air in. Be greedy. Filling up into your chest, shoulders back, drop your shoulders down. Really filling your chest up, and hold until it's uncomfortable. And then go a little bit further. Maybe take a little bit more breath. And then let it all out. Now we're going to change it a little. So before we change it, I want you to rotate your shoulders back. And rotate your shoulders forward. And I want you to move your neck from side to side gently. Just rolling your neck. Really opening up. As you said, we are heart to crown, crown to heart. So you may have some stuff around your neck. Okay. So now we're going to take another big breath. Okay, we're breathing in, into the chest. Fill it up as much as you can. Hold as much as you can. Go to that point of uncomfortable and a little bit beyond. Hold. Hold it a little longer. And now breathe out very long, loose and slow. Okay, out through your mouth again, but long, loose and slow. As much as you can. Empty your lungs out. All right. Now we're going to repeat. Repeat again. Filling up the belly. Be really greedy with your air. Up into your chest. Until you like, you feel like you're full. Take a bit more. Okay, now hold it until it feels just on the edge of uncomfortable. Hold beyond the uncomfortable. And now really breathe out. As you breathe out, soft, slow and long, collapse your body a little to really squeeze out that air. Okay. All right. And now, this time you're going to breathe in. And as you breathe in, you're going to move your arms out to the side and bring them up over your head until you are up above your head in two straight lines. Okay, so you're breathing in, arms out and arms up. This is expanding your lungs either side of your body up until there is a straight line above your head. Holding, opening up even more. Take a bit more air if you need to. Okay, now holding. Again, to the edge of uncomfortable. Notice if this uncomfortable, of course, is getting longer and longer and longer. Beyond the uncomfortable. And as you breathe out, bring your arms down as you bring out long and loose. All right. Now repeat. We're going to go a bit more energized this time. Okay, so breathe in a bit faster. Up, 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 up. And hold, stretch your arms up really high, really fill everything up, stretching those lungs out. And now breathe out and collapse, bring your arms down. Okay, and we're going to go again. We're doing this a bit faster now, okay? Breathing in, up over your head, straight arms. Now look up, okay? And then beyond the uncomfortable, now breathe out. Really squeeze it out. Really squeeze it out. Okay. And then breathe in one last time. Arms to the side. Up, 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 up. Really stretching those sides of your body. Stretching your lungs. Look up. You want to suck in your belly to really bring that air up into your chest. And then breathe out. And then let your body soften. And just take some breaths. Soft, slow, in through your nose, out through your nose. And just observe your body. Observe if you need to move anything, rotate anything, squeeze anything. I'm noticing that I'm scrunching my toes up a bit And so just stretching those out. Feel into, observe your own body. And notice how much more relaxed, receptive and open you feel. And just keep breathing through. You feel calmer. Now, unlike sex, where you would want to be energized to be turned on, in the receptive mode, you want your nervous system to be calm. That's the big difference between this and sex. But you want to still be active. You know, this is an active practice of receiving. You're not here to walk around as though you would be lying on your back and just letting someone have sex with you. You are an active lover, exactly the same that the receptive mode is active, not passive, all right? Which is a big misunderstanding. It is active in the fact that you are active in your relaxation, active in your calmness, active in being in charge of your body to relax it and your mind, active in making sure you're focusing on calm, receptive mode, thoughts and feelings. Just feel into that. And we shall get ready for the transmission. And I will, through it, you'll be asked to breathe. Just relax, feel into it. If you haven't heard me do this before, this part of it, inside some of my programs, I have light language. And light language is more using words. I channel energy, not form. So I channel it through my normal voice as we've just been doing it. But I also channel it light codes through my fingers. So you might not see me, but I might be moving some stuff. But this particular frequency drop is about channeling through my voice as what I call sound bathing. So it's all sung. It's not any musical instruments. I am the musical instrument and the divine just flows through me. So the divine feminine is going to be speaking through me or singing through me. And each note is a code. All you need to be aware of is that you are downloading and receiving divine wealth and codes for wealth. This is what this is set about. And we are in a process so that it's connecting with your own itch, inner rich feminine. Yeah, your rich femme within. So just take a breath. And enjoy. Some of it, by the way, will be heavenly, but there might be some earthly stuff in there. You'll hear different sounds. You'll feel it differently in your body. And that's because I feel like it's important you know this, that like a tree, we must have strong roots as we grow and expand. So every time we grow, we cut drop down and make sure that our roots are strong. And that is the cycle of expansion. You expand up and out. And then you have to drop your roots down. If you don't do the dropping your roots down, grounding yourself into your body, it's too much for your body and it will force you to do it by knocking you out. So just be aware of that. You'll hear higher sounds and it can, as we experienced yesterday, it can become quite orgasmic. So it will go in a cycle upwards. So take a last breath, relax in. Take a breath. Take a breath. Take a breath. With each round, we receive an activation. So just breathe and now maybe move your body a bit. Just move your body so that the energy can flow through. Maybe squeeze or hug your body if it needs it. And then stretch out. Give it a chance to align with the energies. Take a breath in. Take a big deep breath in. Deep breath in and hold. Let it out. Hey. And simply breathe into the space. Like post-coital, just surrender and relax. Landing fully in your body, letting the energy seep into your body, and letting the energy flow around your body, letting it do the work, not you. Allowing the energy to shift your nervous system, recalibrate your frequency, bring online from your DNA codes that are already there and dormant. Allow yourself, like you would the pleasure of the orgasm, floating around your body. Trust it, love it, enjoy it. Breathing deeply, feeling the healing. Feeling the love. Surrender and breathe through anything that arises. If you have any emotional reactions, just breathe through it, express it, cry. Just let the energy do the work. The greatest lesson of the feminine is to let the energy do the work within and without. Once you have recalibrated yourself, allowing it to shift your field, shift your magnetic field, shift the quantum field, and letting it catch up. Letting it be, having faith and soothing your body. But this is only possible when you make time for the structure, the foundation of caring for your mind, body and energy every day to align, to receive, to soften, to be. Take a breath. Deep from your belly, fill up, all the way up to your chest. Hold in your chest, take a little bit more. Hold in your chest, place your hand on your chest and hold your breath until it gets to that place of uncomfortableness. And notice how long that can be now. Feel how expanded your chest cavity is, how dropping those shoulders, chest forward. And then go slightly beyond the uncomfortable. And then breathing out through your mouth. And repeat. All the way up. Holding. Taking a little bit more breath. Holding to that uncomfortable point. Going beyond the uncomfortable. Breathing out soft and slow through your mouth. And this time as you breathe in, I want you to think, thank you, thank you, thank you. Breathing in, being greedy with your air. Holding, take a little bit more. Holding and thinking, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We're saying thank you for all we've received. Thank you for all we've let go of. Thank you for this first step in this process. Thank you for this divine activation and transmission. Breathe out through your mouth, allowing your energy to expand and soften. Sending so much love to you. Say thank you and appreciate all that we have, all that we've received, all that we are. You have your journal to jot down any inspirations, insights. Take a moment to do that after this. Drink water and rest. Take your time to bring yourself back to the room. Don't rush around just like you would after sex. You don't rush around. Give your body a chance to catch up. I would avoid alcohol after this. But plenty of water. If you need to eat to ground yourself because we've been in higher frequencies, then that's fine too. And I leave this with you. If you want to drop in the group how this was for you, just drop a comment and let us know.